This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Thank you for joining us today, friends. If you want to watch us live, please do. We are growing exponentially. And with that, friends, it's awesome to see. It really is. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the 13 articles. Again, we're giving you information that the mainstream media, CIA-controlled media, means to omit, censor, suppress, whatever the case might be. We over here are not asking the devil for permission. We're obeying God, and we're exposing the devil. That's what we're called to do. Read Ephesians 5:11 when you get a moment. Jump over on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click on to YouTube. Join us on live chat. You'll see it right on the right side. You can also do the same thing, beforeitsnews.com, on beforeitsnews.com. Again, just click onto the YouTube, go to the right side of the page, and join us on live chat. Now, if you're driving, do understand, we understand. That's why we're making the number available to you. Give us a call. We would love to hear from you. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now here, this is what we have. This last week I wrote about the protests going on in Michigan. What tyrants fear the most? Americans unified under God. Okay? Americans unified under God is what tyrants fear the most. Don't ever forget that. That's why they're always warring against your Christian heritage, your Christian faith, because they want to become the law. Read Isaiah 14 starting in verse 13. Read it to 15. You'll understand, because this is exactly the first and the last mistake that Satan himself made. People, we need to understand that there is a resolve to tyrants. And we can wait until they have their way, or they can keep acting up until we have our way on this earth, so that the Lord's will might be done on this earth as it is in heaven, through judgment, establishing righteousness and judgment and peace, might I add, within the gate. Read Isaiah 51, verse 4, when you get a moment as well. But understand, friends, what tyrants fear the most is what just took place in Michigan. And by the way, this is happening all across the country. Americans unified under God against tyranny. Folks, over 300,000 people rose up. Over 300,000 people rose up in Michigan. That's a strong signal, is it not? I want to give you this analogy really quick, and I want you to listen carefully. Because this was a dictator, and I want you to understand how he operated and what he taught his subordinates as to how they're to act concerning their rule over other people. Listen carefully. It's been said that Joseph Stalin, otherwise known as the Red Terror, keep in mind, the one that is responsible for killing 20 to 60 million of his own people, used to give these lessons to his subordinates. Stalin once ripped all the feathers off a live chicken. The chicken was then bloodied and suffering immensely for all to see. Yet Stalin began to toss some bits of wheat towards the chicken, only to see if it would follow along. And sure enough, it did. He said to his followers, his subordinates, Stalin did, this is how easy it is to govern stupid people. They will follow you no matter how much pain that you cause them, as long as you throw them a little worthless treat every once in a while. Does this sound familiar, friends? Is this what we're seeing take place in America today? In so many different ways, on so many different fronts? People ask me all the time, Bradley, what is it that we need to do to bring about resolve? I'm telling you right now, once again, just like I do every single show that we do, what do tyrants fear the most? Americans unified under God, in Christ. Okay, because they understand that the church of the gates of hell do not prevail against the church. Okay, the church is on the offensive, not on the defensive. What we just seen happen in Michigan, friends, is a whole mess of people with their backs up against the wall. They didn't have to wait for it to get to the point that they did, but they did. But they finally rose up, which only proves the point. Allow the tyrants. Allow them to continuously do what they do, friends. What does it do? Their cruelties swell our ranks. If you read Exodus 3, verse 1, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Because what you'll find is that the more that the Pharaoh, Exodus 1, verse 12, the more that Pharaoh afflicted the children of Israel, the more they multiplied. And that saying goes, and it's true, and it just happened again in Michigan. We're seeing this all across the country, friends. Don't forget what I'm telling you. Let their cruelties swell our ranks, because they are. Let their cruelties swell our ranks. It's very scriptural. And it's exactly, again, what we're seeing in this country. Now, folks, we had a Sheriff Darleaf, okay? Sheriff Darleaf out of Michigan, who actually took a stand, and he did the right thing at the right time against the governor there, who was so far out of control, so far out of her scope of authority, friends, that somebody finally stood up on the side of government and called her out for who she was. I don't think it was malicious. I don't think it was vindictive. He was called out and he played the man. And what he did is he was interviewed on Fox News, and the questions were asked to him that we're going to ask him. As a matter of fact, we got Dar on radio with us right now. Welcome, Sheriff Darleaf. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Just doing what we do for the next 2 hours. And I'm just highlighting right now, Dar, what took place in Michigan. And I got to tell you, I'm proud of every individual that took a stand there in Michigan. And they finally said enough. And you stood up and you gave your 2 cents concerning your position as a sheriff. Were you representing, by the way, all the sheriffs in the state of Michigan, or were you just representing Berry County there?
Just Berry County. I can't represent all of them.
Okay, gotcha. Just want to make sure I understood and everybody else understands. When you were called up by Fox, how did that all transpire? If you can just kind of lay the groundwork for the listeners. We got about 30 seconds, and then I'll pull you up on the other side as well, Dar.
All right. Basically, I did a section with the News 3 here, which is local news, and later on I get a call from a guy by the name of Henry from Fox News, and he asked me if I would go on Fox News, and he wanted to talk to me about this, what I said on News 3.
I'm going to take you on the other side, and then what we're going to do is we're going to ask Sheriff Darleaf as to what it was that he was asked by Fox News and what it is that he wants to tell the American people, namely to the 121 radio stations that are listening to us right now, that just, by the way, made us the number one and the number two show across the country, as well as broadcasting into 53 countries. We'll be right back on the other side, folks. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the donate Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. We're going to be getting to the topic in just a moment. Now we have an understanding as to how the Nazi Germany and the Third Reich, along with Adolf and his SS, let it happen, right? Everybody says, and they still do, oh, it could never happen here, friends. I'm telling you what, we're seeing history repeat itself. We'll be talking about that in just a couple moments. I have online with me right now a Michigan sheriff, Dar Leaf. And it's interesting, Dar, because I'm looking at Fox News right now, and they interviewed you yesterday, and it states Michigan sheriff on Governor Whitmer's lockdown restrictions. Enforcement will be based on common sense. And then it has a highlight up on the top. As Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's stay-at-home orders are causing a harsh backlash from residents for being too strict, Sheriff Dar Leaf is joining a group of other sheriffs who are in fact pushing back. How is that? Let me say it this way. When you were actually called up by Fox News, were they putting words into your mouth during this interview, or was it actually legit questions that they were asking you concerning what was going on there with the governor?
At first, I thought they were trying to drag me down into the mud, and I wasn't going to play down there. Nobody wins down there. Everybody gets dirty. And then they asked a few questions, and I said I just answered them honestly. And I was trying the point I was trying to get across was just common sense. It's not that difficult.
And so how did you respond to the questions? I mean, concerning the lockdown restrictions.
But what do you mean, how did I respond?
I mean, when Fox News was asking you those questions concerning, you know, your position on this lockdown restrictions, you just basically came back and you had shared with the people across the country, listen, these restrictions, you have to bring in common sense concerning the things that are going on here. And in essence, you shared with the people, Dar, that, you know what, in Michigan, if you're out walking, you're doing your thing, don't worry about it, we're all good with that. You know, people need to be outside living their lives right now. And so many words.
Yes, you are correct, because a lot of her orders sounded political for one, like the abortion clinics were left open, but you couldn't buy seeds at some places, but then you could buy seeds at other places. It was just very, very inconsistent, very vague on a lot of them. And we officers, we've always had discretion on how to enforce laws, and I didn't think that was any different with her general orders. And I tell my deputies, use common sense. You know, for instance, like the big box stores, they had to cut off certain areas here in Michigan. They could sell certain things, but they couldn't sell other things, even though you're in the store. But you go to a local Ace Hardware, and you could buy all those paints and the nails and stuff for leaky roofs and stuff like that.
So it was dictatorial, is what you're telling me. You know, it's interesting because they did a second part of that. And by the way, I'm not trying to start a catfight here. I just want you to vent. I want you to let the American people know where the law comes in, what is lawful, what is not lawful. But it was interesting. They did a second part of that interview on Fox News yesterday, and it went to the governor. And, of course, what she did is she tried to play it down. She even went so far, Dar, to actually play the victim to the people. And I believe that the more she opens her mouth, the more she's digging a hole. This is me. And I also want to say the more she adds insult to what's taking place, she's causing more injury for herself. She doesn't realize that right now. But when she started to play down some of the things that you came out with, how did you feel about that? What was your response to all that?
Well, my stance is the same. If one of the things was that she mentioned something about powerboats, motorboats. And the reason why she didn't want motorboats is because people had to go to the gas stations and get gas. Well, people are already at the gas stations getting gas. And what about electric motors? And she never hit on anything on electric motors. But yet you could use canoes, kayaks. Well, last year we rescued a lot of kayakers from our rivers, and we hardly ever rescued anybody. And I can't think of anybody last year we rescued in a powerboat or motorboat.
I got to ask you, what's with the motor? What's her issue with the motor?
I don't know what her issue is with the motor. That's why it's so vague. It didn't make any sense to me. And what are we trying to do? They want this six-foot rule where you got to stay 6 feet away from everybody. Well, if you're out in the middle of a lake fishing, isn't that where we want you to be? Plus, sunshine. Sunshine's good for you. Good, helps fight viruses. So why not allow people to get some sunshine and do some fishing?
Because maybe that's not what it's about. I mean, that's really what this is ridiculous.
Comes in. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. I did a little
thing.
It's right.
Okay.
No, that's fine. That's fine, Dar. I mean, exactly. The church, you know, in Mississippi, they're walking around church. People were outside with their radios on. They called it drive-up church. The police force comes in power armed, giving them $500 fines to go home. I mean, after the fact, right? You know, get out of here. Here's your ticket. And then we're seeing the same thing coming out of Kentucky. But we also, on the other side of all this, friends, because I want to be an encouragement here, I want people to understand where the church has stood up across the country. We have law teams that are in the fight, and they're winning every given scenario where the church has stood up. They have won the day. As a matter of fact, we even heard just recently the DOJ came out, and they basically said there could be lawful recompense if you go in and intermeddle with the churches that are having services today. But I believe more than anything, this is my personal perspective, and paying attention as to what's going on in the country today, is the fact that it's an issue of seeing how far we can go with the people, how far that they will bend to our rule of dictatorial edicts. And I think that the American people are responding in a positive way and standing up and saying, you know what, that's enough. Common sense needs to be brought into this equation. And I believe, Dar, that's exactly what you did on Fox News yesterday. And as a matter of fact, folks, what I did is after I seen Dar was under attack, I called him and I said to him humbly, I didn't say arrogantly, welcome to the club. But this is how it works, because once they see one person stand up, what the media doesn't realize is if that person stays and holds his ground, well, the Bible tells us that had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. That's how the gospel message is spread, and it's also an understanding of the power of God unto salvation, just for the record. Let me get to another question here. I did a little homework on you. I went over to your website, your Facebook website, and Sheriff Dar Leaf, and you used a quote from 1996, the Supreme Court decision, in your Facebook post. Can you go ahead and read it and explain exactly why you used it, please?
Yeah, it's a Sheriff Mack, Sheriff Prinz versus the U.S. case. And there's a quote I put in there, and it says, "But the Constitution protects us from our own best intentions. It divides power among sovereigns and among branches of government precisely so that we may not resist the temptation. So that we may resist the temptation to concentrate power in one location as an expedient solution to the crisis of the day." And that's what we've done in all these states, is they've concentrated the power into the governor. and the governor's right. kind of showing this dictator-type power. Well, this one here actually had to do with the Brady Bill, and there were seven sheriffs nationwide that stood up to the Clinton administration out of 3,000 and about 87 sheriffs. And that you think about that, that's sad. And it shows how much control the federal government has over the executive branch. And I was at, just for example, I was at Olivet College. And, whoops, I wasn't going to say the name of the college. Anyway, there
you did.
Yeah, I did. Sorry about that. But I was asked to do a presentation on the office of the sheriff. So I started this presentation. And there's freshmen all the way up to seniors in there. And there's probably about 300 students in this auditorium. And I mentioned the Bill of Rights. And as I turned around, I saw one student lean over to another, and I could read his lips. He said, Bill of what? So I stopped, yep. and I pointed at him, and I said, did you just say Bill of what? Well, the guy next to him started nodding his head, kind of what they call it, ratting him out. And I said, how many guys know what the Bill of Rights are? And only three hands went up out of 300. And this is our future yep. in law enforcement. This is why this is going on, because law enforcement doesn't know that they're part of the checks and balances.
That's right. That's exactly right. You know, it's also interesting to note with that, that's how you create slaves. And it, yeah. we just seen this in New Jersey, as a matter of fact. He said the Bill of Rights didn't even, he said it was above his pay grade, Gar. I couldn't even believe he said it. I know exactly. He's to enforce those laws. That's why he puts his hand on the Bible and swears to uphold the enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution. He didn't know them. See, that's how you create slaves. That's why they're acting outside of their scope of authority. But let me ask you this, my final question for you. I got three other people coming up right after you. What's next for you then? What's next for you?
We want the truth. I've been told several times that over in Detroit that they're falsifying these death certificates. And it's almost to the point if you get hit by a bus, you test positive for COVID, that they're saying it's a COVID death. And yep. my understanding is that each yep. time they do that, they get some money from the federal government. So I'm demanding the truth right now, and I'm going to try and get all the sheriffs involved and start demanding the truth. And I want an investigation into this fraud. And I think Trump should be getting involved in this and start finding these doctors who are fraudulently filling out these death certificates. The people deserve the truth, and instead it's using it as a scare tactic.
That's right. How do people get a hold of you, Dar? Your Facebook.
It's just Sheriff Dar Leaf, and you can send me Facebook comments on there.
Appreciate your time. Appreciate you. You did the right thing, and we're standing with you all across the country, my friend. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit gcnlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The rush to distribute nearly $350 billion in federal aid from the Small Business Relief Fund has resulted in the government sending billions to areas of the country with relatively few novel coronavirus cases. Businesses in Texas got more PPP loans than any other state, although Texas has the 10th biggest coronavirus disease caseload in the U.S. The owner of Ruth Chris Steakhouses got $20 million from the Small Business Loan Protection
despite having more than 5,000 employees. And construction businesses received the most aid of any industry from the PPP. Neil Barofsky, who oversaw the 2009 stimulus program, commented on CBS about the chances for smaller businesses to get these SBA loans.
Frankly, until all the established bank customers get their loans, they may not even be on the line.
This is USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. You guys are asking me all the time. I get the emails, I get the texts, I get the Facebook messages, the Twitters, the emails. Bradley, why don't you tell us what the answers are? I am right now. Matter of fact, I have Rod from Michigan who showed up at this Michigan protest just this last week, and he called me that morning and he said, Bradley, I'm expecting probably 3,000 to 5,000. And when he got there, he said, oh my goodness, Bradley, it's been reported there's 100,000 to 300,000 people that protested this tyrant. Rod, thanks for joining me. Can you give a quick two-minute download to the people as to what you've seen there in Michigan, my friend?
I'll make it real quick, Bradley. I know you're running out of time. Real quick, before I say anything, folks, if you don't have a good Christian constitutional sheriff in your county, go check them out. If you don't, get rid of them, get one in there. Thank you, Dar, for what you do. Bradley, the people there were ecstatic. Amen. They're tired of tyranny for the most part. I don't know how to say it. It was just people that are... that have had enough, and I think a lot of people are looking for, well, what can we do? Well, we're starting out, let's protest, like the Protestants. That's what Protestant comes from, right, brother? And so we're to protest. And
Protestant.
Yep, that's right. That's where the word, people don't
realize
that, but and that's where Protestant comes from. But
hey, Rod, did you know that right now Washington, the people there are beginning to defy tyranny? Did you know that in California? People are beginning to stand up and rise up against the tyranny. I was in Minnesota yesterday. It was a weak signal, but there was about 300 people there protesting at the governor's mansion. It's interesting. These people work for us, but we have to go to their mansions to protest them. In Virginia, I'm going to pull up Tim in just a moment, who went to the protest there concerning that tyrant. In Kentucky, they're rising up. In Ohio, they're rising up. I have a friend, Drew Nolan. He's on right behind you. Showed up at the protest. Utah is rising up. North Carolina is rising up. Pennsylvania is rising up. People are asking me all the time, Rod, what do I do? This is what you do, and you partook with it, and you've seen 300,000 of your brothers and sisters take a stand in that state, saying to the tyrant that is, you are no more. You are no more. We're defying your orders. We're not putting up with this any longer.
You can sit and whine about it all day unless you get involved with something, you know, and you know, the sheriff, the highest elected official of the county, and people don't realize the power of the sheriff. The sheriff's as good as the people that back him. Dar's got a good backing here. I'll back him all the way. And but Bradley, tell people, get off your duffs. Go make a statement. Do something, you know, go to the abortion clinics, do whatever. There's no reason to be bored and stand around. When you lose it, you lose it all. So that's what's happening in this country. I thank you, Bradley. I know you want to get others on. I won't be long-winded. So,
I appreciate you. I appreciate you, Rod. Did you want to give out the governor's number if they want to call and badger her and leave a comment? Go ahead. Go ahead.
People, call the governor, Gretchen Whitmer. I talked to her secretary yesterday. Be polite and courteous. You don't get anywhere by yelling and screaming at anybody or name-calling. Her number is 517-335-7858. Repeat. 517-335-7858. They returned my phone call after about a week, but let's flood them. Let's let them know. Call them.
Amen. Thank you, Rod. I appreciate it totally. I got Tim calling that showed up at the Virginia protest concerning Northam, that tyrant there, back in January. Tim, can you just give us a two-minute download as to what you partook with there? In the state of Virginia, and what was the vibe? Young people talk, right? What was the feeling amongst the people that were protesting that tyrant in Virginia?
Yeah, it was a pretty big thing. I took two of my boys with me. We met up with Drew, who you're gonna have on in a little bit, first time meeting him, and some other guys from Ohio. And I mean, when somebody asked me in an interview about how many people I thought was there, I don't know how to count that. There was a bunch of people shoulder to shoulder in the street. And I just said, it looks like tens of thousands of how my eyeballs could count people. And sure enough, I think some of the reports that were early out said there were, you know, 30,000 plus at least.
Amen.
In Virginia.
Yeah, Isn't that interesting, Tim, how the media comes in and they always prove my point every single time without fail. They want to belittle the numbers because they don't want the rest of the country or the states or the cities or the counties or whatever the case might be. They don't want others to be encouraged to do the same thing that they're doing. So what they do is they attempt to belittle the voice of the people that do protest.
Yep. No, that's what they try to do. And the people have to understand, because Northam kind of looked at it and he says, okay, well, they didn't do anything. They just kind of came out and protested. And look, it should, for a moral person who gets off, you know, they get off the way, that protest should have been enough. But that wasn't enough. And this is why the people cannot just think they have one day, you know, they make a touchdown and that wins the game. That is not the issue. It isn't a game, but what I'm trying to relate is you can't just do it once, people. The people in Michigan, the people in North Carolina, the people in Virginia, you can't do it once. You've got to continually hammer those people until you deal with them. And it's not just that you get them to do the right thing. These people are violating the law. They're criminals. Yep. And that means you've got to bring justice. You don't just protest them. You've got to bring justice.
Thank you, man. I'll hit on that in just a couple of minutes, okay, Tim? Tim was actually in Virginia. Okay, so we got the Sheriff Darleaf, who was interviewed yesterday from Fox. He's on here telling you as to what the law is, why he took a stand. Then we have Rod from Michigan, who shows up to a protest where he thought 3,000 to 5,000 people were going to show up, when in fact they found that there was 300,000 people that stood up. And the tyrant has to bow at this point. But again, like Tim just said, who was at the Virginia protest, it takes more than just that, friends. You must lawfully deal with these people. You need to understand these are not the type of people that you can help. They are the type of people you must lawfully remove. Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. Also read Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7 of the U.S. Constitution, friends. I have Drew. Folks, you're asking me, what is it, Bradley, we need to do to bring about the resolve that we're looking for? Well, guess what, folks? Drew, out in Ohio. A tactical guy, a friend that I've been well associated with over the last year now, since I met him in Ohio. He went to the protest in Ohio. Welcome to the show, Drew. What did you witness when you went to Ohio concerning the Capitol in protest of that in defiance to that tyrant. What's seeing you?
Hey, Bradley, thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
It was cold. It was rainy. We had a bunch of people that canceled last minute. I think they were kind of holding on to their convenience and their fear, right? They're selling out their children and their countrymen out of convenience and for fear. But when we finally got there, there was a lot less people because it was, like I said, cold and rainy. There's a lot less people that I had hoped that would be there. But I guess today, you know, it looked like the reports were saying hundreds of people were there today as well. And we've been having a lot of people that have been going every single day throughout Ohio. So like Tim was just sitting here hitting continuously. Ohio is almost every single day hitting them with protests. So when we got there, there was a handful of people, but as the time went on closer to Governor DeWine's speech, there was more and more that actually showed up. A few guys had rifles, you know, just a small short force. One guy had a hoodie on that looked like something from the Revolutionary War. So I think, you know, there's that kind of spirit together, you know, like kind of what you see with in the early 1770s, which is actually what it all reminded me of, you know, people yelling at the governor to come out of his mansion and to face the populace and calling him a coward, you know, right before they started, well, the tar and feathers. But that's kind of the spirit that I kind of felt. I think people are sick. They're sick of being told to stay inside. They're sick of losing their liberties. They're sick of being told to give up their liberties for safety. We had a couple guys that were saying that we should all leave. In fact, somebody posted stuff on Facebook afterwards and basically caught a ton of comments from it and a ton of flack from it and said that it was irresponsible and none of us were wearing masks, you know, and that we weren't social distancing.
Well, yeah. It's never aimed at anybody that's just going along with the agenda. It's always aimed at those that are standing against the agenda, those that are opposing the agenda. These are the people that the media always goes after because that's why, by the way, they're defined as useful idiots because that's exactly what they are, Drew. Useful idiots.
Yep, exactly. And it's the same kind of people that have been, I've seen comments all over Ohio asking, because our church is still having, you know, we're still gathering, we're still getting together and having service, but we've been reported several times. The same people calling and asking how to report us, you know, the same people getting on Facebook and asking how to report somebody, you know, that you see the meme, it's called 1-800, I'm a Nazi. Well, it's not really happening. The Gestapo in America is really, really, really strong right now.
And you know what? That's not too far off because we're beginning to, hey, listen, when you have to have papers in the state of Ohio to travel from point A to point B, and you begin to see the words like essential workers, if anybody's ever seen the movie Schindler's List, that should put a chill right up your spine as to what's how history is replaying itself in the United States of America. People do not understand the direct links back to the Third Reich through the Bushes, through Operation Paperclip, and the list goes on. And we're seeing it roll out in real time here. And it's really not too far off concerning your talking points in any sense of the word, Drew, because, again, we're just seeing history repeat itself in our time today.
Yeah, and if you repeat, if you try to remind people about that, especially around here, they get very angry. You know, the causative dissidence really sets in. I've had people scream at me. I've had people try to start fist fights because of that. You remind them this didn't happen under Obama. It happened under Trump. And it's been going on for years. I understand that. But this current situation, Trump is the president right now. So all the Trumpites and everything out there, this is still happening under Trump. So remember that.
You know, But you know what? The bad guys right now are, you know, it's not Donald Trump. Matter of fact, who it is and who they are is Bill Gates and Henry Kissinger, the ones that are calling for depopulation and the likes of an Anthony Fauci and all those coronavirus task members around Donald Trump. They're all to blame. Donald Trump doesn't have anything to do with it. What are you talking about, Drew? Of course I'm being facetious. Isn't it interesting how his followers blame everybody else except the man that's responsible for it? And that's exactly where we're at today. Go ahead, final word.
Yeah, if they want to see who's to blame, they should look in the mirror. All of us should.
That's right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Drew out of Ohio. Be right back after the other.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm a Sons of Liberty listener. I listen to Bradley almost every day. He tells us what we need to hear instead of what we want to hear, unlike most shows that you listen to. Why don't you join me and sign up to be a son or daughter of Liberty today?
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We got more phone calls coming up. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. People are asking me all day long, Bradley, what is the answer? I give you the answers all day long. I have witnesses on the telephone, on the radio with us right now, friends, telling you what they've done in particular states. We have people all over the country. Ohio, Virginia, they're calling for another one there. Another one in Michigan. Protests concerning defiance to tyranny. We're seeing it in Washington, California, Minnesota. We just had one yesterday. It was kind of weak, but there was 300 people there doing their job. Keep in mind, friends, the Lord doesn't need a majority to prevail. It's a minority, okay, that set brush fires in the minds of the people concerning what's going on here. And they're very well aware, for the most part. Virginia, Michigan, again, Kentucky, Ohio, Utah, North Carolina, Pennsylvania. How do you do it? This is how you do it. One of the things that Tim had brought up, and I was going to talk about it during the show today. I got you for 2 hours today. What tyrants fear the most? Americans unified under God against tyranny. 300,000 people rise up and protest. Folks, it's not enough to just protest. It's just that simple. It's not enough to just protest. That's a good first step. But, folks, you have to see it through. When they were in Michigan, 300,000 people in unison were saying, they were chanting together, lock her up, lock her up. Folks, they're saying lock her up for violating the very laws, transgressing the very laws that she's supposed to magnify against criminals. Not to teach people how to do it and then get away with it and then try to defend the indefensible. You just can't do that, okay? Americans need to see it through unto judgment and send the message to any other tyrant for many more must lawfully be dealt with throughout this this country, because that wants these tyrants want to dare the justice of the people. And people in this country need to stand up and let them know that we're not going to be ruled by you, so much so that we're going to enforce the laws that you fail to execute, and we're going to enforce them against you for violating those laws. That's called transgression, okay? And we have, when we peruse the U.S. Constitution, we have provision in the U.S. Constitution to deal with these people in such a manner. You don't have to wait another year, another 2 years, another 3 years, another 4 years, so they can destroy the country before you remove them. Oh, we hear all the time people, and they're lethargic, folks. They're apathetic, and they add strength to tyranny on a daily basis. These are the ones that just say, you know what, we'll vote them out next time. Folks, we already know the voting machines are completely set to vote in favor. We know that there's major voter fraud taking place on in the country. We know this is a fact. This explains much of what you've tolerated in this country. Read 1 Kings 13:33 concerning the baser sort. I mean, how many times have I hit on that? Folks, how do you justify? Isn't this a reflection of the American people in their intellect to actually acknowledge their representatives? Like, for example, over in New Jersey, when he said that the Bill of Rights was above his pay grade, yet he's supposed to be there to enforce our God-given rights. Oh, and P.S. posted script. The Bill of Rights are thou shall nots to government. The Constitution is there to restrict government from the people, friends. Not the other way around. It's the same thing for church and state. It bars the government, folks, from what they're doing to the church. And isn't it interesting how, case in point, how the government has been encouraged to attack the church, yet they're the ones telling you there's lines between church and state all day. No, they want absolute control. These despots do. These want absolute control over your lives, America. And those that are going along with this hoax, said Ron Paul, this coronavirus hoax, you're helping their agenda to further enslave you and your posterity. Now, Bradley, we want answers. Okay, I'm going to give you another answer. How do we deal with these people? Well, there's a true story told of Major Andre. He had been caught as a spy in our country, and there was undoubted proof that he was guilty. And by the laws of war, this is during the Revolutionary War, by the laws of war, he ought to be put to death. What he had done was intended to the ruin of the American cause, and if such an act went unpunished, it would expose the army to surprise and destruction. So therefore, he should, in accordance to the laws of nations, be put to death. On the other hand, there was his youth, his high attainments, his honorable connections, and his brilliant hopes, all pleading that he might live and that he might be pardoned. Well, in the heart of George Washington, the prompting of justice and mercy came into collision. Both could not be satisfied, and there seemed to be but one course of pursuit. His sense of justice was shown in the act by which he signed the death warrant of Major Andre. For what? Treason. Treason to do what? To destroy the American cause. What you see on a daily basis coming through these said representatives that are working for special interest groups, and you all the well know it. People just want to pretend as if to suggest that they don't really mean to destroy our country, yet that's all they've done in this country for the last... It would only encourage the next person to do it as well, thus endangering the country. Justice had to be satisfied. And how every generous feeling of our nature would have been gratified if mercy could have triumphed and the youthful and accomplished officer could have been spared. But what was it? Was it judgment upon the... how we're supposed to bring about righteousness and peace within the gate. It's the execution of the law unto judgment. And most people in they don't know that, and therefore, guess what? That's how you create corruption in our government, first in the church, and in government. And that's a mercy to a society and to our posterity in the up and coming. And it's also a message to tyrants that want to go ahead and test their steel as if we really mean what we have to say. Mean what you say.
Hello?
Okay, I don't know what happened there, friends. We got another call, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Is now we know how Nazi Germany let it happen. I want to highlight the things that are taking place in this country, and I want to show you the parallel in so many different ways. Do you realize that in the last 30 days, Americans have lost, or should I say, have willingly surrendered the free exercise of religion? Government has no delegated authority to come after the church. Zero. Not one dot, not one iota, friends. Do you know that in the last 30 days, Americans have lost the freedom to peaceably assembly? Where did the government receive delegated authority to do that? Through the ignorance of those that they are ruling over today. They don't, because we didn't delegate it to them. Do you know that in the last 30 days, the freedom to travel has been restricted? You can't go from state to state in many cases. Where did they derive their delegated authority to do that, Americans? Through American people that are too ignorant to take the time. You know, they know everything that's going on in the football game, don't they? They know all the names, all the plays, all the teams, baseball, hockey, race car, whatever the case might be. They know, and they apply themselves to their idols, don't they? Read Jeremiah 11:13. That's why nations are judged by God. Because they care more about that than they do their own freedoms. They love their freedom so much, friends, that they don't even take time to read the documents in which our forefathers, first in the spiritual and then in the natural, the hundreds of thousands that fought, bled, and died ratifying the U.S. Constitution, fighting off tyranny that the American people have now subjected themselves to. You deserve what you've got coming. Do you know that in the last 30 days, the freedom to work, can you believe it? Your government told you to shut down your business. And if you don't, we're going to enforce the laws. Just think about that. Matter of fact, I got a mayor in L.A. here. I'll play a little audio for you after the other side of the break here, friends, where he talks about turning in your neighbors and you'll get paid to do it. I'm not making it up, friends. Freedom to work, the freedom to obtain a firearm. They shut down gun sales in some states. The right of buying and selling in so many different ways. Folks, you've let them dictate every aspect of your life, and you have nobody to blame but yourself for not knowing the difference or actually standing up.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.